Welcome to the TK Jingles Podcast for June 9th, 2016. I'm your host, Jerry Negrelli. As always, this podcast features songs from Tony's radio show and TKJingles.com. I was off last week, but if you're back, I appreciate your patience and putting up with me while I try to get everything ready for TK Jingles Live 2016, Even Liver. And today we've got a bunch of new songs. We're going to have some featured segments on deer and other things. But first, the topic of the day. Tony Kornheiser is quitting the radio, starting a podcast. Let's play a little clip there and then a brief reflection on what that means.
I've gotten a lot of calls from a lot of yentas who want to know the real story of why I'm leaving the radio. The real story is very, very simple as to why I'm leaving the radio. I did it for a very long time, and I loved every minute of it. I love doing this right now. I've been with WTEM since it opened in 1992. I haven't been here continuously because I take a bunch of time off here and there. And then for a couple of years, we did Washington Post Radio until that folded, and WTEM kindly allowed me back. I do writing, and I do TV, and I do radio, and they're all different, and radio is the most fun. Radio is not doesn't make you the richest, doesn't make you sort of the most prestigious, but it's the most fun. And I've told this to people for many, many years. I love doing it. I just thought, you know what would be nice? It would be nice to own my own content. It would be nice to do a podcast. It would be nice to do it someplace a little bit closer to my house. And people say, well, what's happening? You're done.
On my own, pretending I make money. All alone, except for Chris. He's so smart and so funny. Without him, I couldn't do this podcast, 'cause he's the best and really shines in this brand new format. To get paid, I'm gonna need some sponsors, and I hope they pay $1 million. And the littles, I'm sure that they'll keep listening, 'cause after all, they're gonna get Chris and me forever.
Wow, so the end of an era. After 24 years on the radio, Tony Kornheiser is leaving and going to start a podcast. And, I mean, he's got Chris Lizza with him, so you know it's going to be great. But, man, just staring into the abyss of that, it sounds exciting. But this past Wednesday, as Tony started to think about it, it really seemed to hit him, kind of what hit me when he discussed it, that he's not a businessman, he's not an entrepreneur. So there's a lot of freaking work that goes into running a podcast, as you know, and I have this humble little operation that I do once a week. So, man, it's I'm really excited about it. Sounds like he's going to try to keep the same show, and it will still be available on the same schedule and basically the same runtime, maybe. But it's a lot of work, and getting sponsors and doing all the drudge work of putting the website together and updating all that content and having to pay staff. And he's already talking about not giving Nigel health care and various other things. I mean, now he's a businessman, so it's going to be interesting. So before we do the new songs, I wanted to play a few songs that focus on Tony quitting radio and going to the podcast, because this is such a monumental moment. So here's some wonderful new stuff from myself, Robert Berg, John Fitzpatrick, and me again. And this first one here, I was so tickled that as I was going through the backlog looking for songs to perform for Even Live, or I came across this song the same day that Tony mentioned that he was quitting the radio, and I had to change less than half the lyrics to make it work. I did it last summer. It was a Jason Isbell parody, and I think you'll enjoy it. 24 years. So let's hear that, and then the stuff by Robert, Jason, and me, and just reflect on how crazy this whole situation is.
24 years have flown by so fast. Now Tony's leaving radio and starting up a podcast. His new show's called The Rose, and there'll be a lot of cursing, we think. So this is where you find out if you're really a little. Will you tune in September, or are you not committal? iTunes has thousands of podcasts that equally You thought a monkey was a species all its own. Now you know it's just a chimp that's really old. Kinda like how frogs are baby toads. Tony's future is here. After 24 years, he was on the radio for 24 years. Well, except for all the sabbaticals and interruptions and various side projects, but
24 years. 24 wonderful, wonderful years.
Kind of.
There's simply nothing left to be gained. 24 years in the DC radio game. Always criticized by the great unwashed that think it's so fun to hear athletes talk. It's about time you finally decided to walk. But everyone gets in a rut sometimes, though yours has a Mary on a trench type 5. Words used to pour from your pen sublime. When ambition and subversion dominated your mind. Well, somebody told me you have a podcast that will likely sound a lot like the show you did this year. It's self-referential, it's always tangential. Remember when you ruined Barry Manilow's tour? Remember that piece about suspicious hair loss cures? Cause what is the point of a flowing mane when you can't get your blood to do the same? Satch, don't go gently into that goodnight. Please tell me there will be at least a few heads on pikes. Well, somebody told me you have a podcast. You're calling it The Rose. In 2 years, it'll be on the ringer with Nephew with Bron and Saliza, about 80 minutes long.
Two dozen years he has been on my radio. Wherever Tony goes, the littles will follow. But how a podcast works, he surely doesn't know. There on the TV, he'll still be a talking head.
Kill the radio star. Will podcasting kill the radio star?
Take 2 months off before you start. No station manager on whom to lay the blame. He'll surely rant and whine and still he'll feel no shame. Cause this show stinks and that will always stay the same.
Honestly.
What the f*** doing?
Honestly. Podcasting kill the radio star. Will podcasting kill the radio star?
On my phone and still subpar. The browse about can't be too far.
Also want to say a quick word about Bagel City. Got everything you want, even that specialty brunch Monday through Friday.
We're going to miss them.
Well, yeah, they'll still be there.
We're going to miss them. Yes. They'll still be there, but yes. We won't be there. We won't be here.
Nigel is awake, cause he has a really tough choice to make. Mr. Tony's show is leaving radio, but will Nigel go? Cause Nigel knows that the gravy train derails at the Rose. And the main reason Nigel's here is for all that veggie schmear. the mounds of lox and bread. He wants free bagels instead, 'cause through it all, the only compensation Nigel ever got from the station was a tray of breakfast food. And come this far, Mr. Tony wants to take him, but does he have the spread to make him? When the chips are down, Nigel will forsake him. He's noshing bagels instead.
You know, I'm always trying to find a new angle there. And when they were talking about how they're no longer going to have the Bagel City sponsorship, I just thought, like, wow, this is a crisis moment for somebody on the show. And just the idea that somebody might ditch Tony's podcast because they want to keep snoring and having all the free food that's available just sounded awesome. So now I wanted to play some new music. We usually do this up front, but that Tony leaving the radio was such a big story, I wanted to do that first. So we've got seven new songs here by all the regulars, including an old familiar friend. And the first is by Brad Weiss, who is traveling in South Africa, yet still finding time to jingle and working in some African phrases in here as well, with a Circle of Life. And then Robert Berg is on a tear because he's got like 8,000 jingles in the works, but he wants to get them done before Tony leaves radio. So he's working like crazy. So we got two collaborations with him. The first with KJ to Mozzarella, and then the next one, Do You Want to Have Lunch, with Jason Fuse. And then Elliot Olshansky with two new ones. First, Billy Joel parody, Honesty, and then Socialite. And I don't claim to think that this was my idea, but I know that this has been done before or discussed before, and I can't place where. But a parody of Dave Matthews Band Satellite with the word socialite. Maybe it was a suggestion on Twitter or something, but I know I've seen that within the last couple of years. But this is wonderful. Elliot collaborating with Joe Arrow. And then Quiu Liu, who was one of the very first jinglers, renowned for some of the most awful vocal breaks, intentional, in some of his early tunes. I think he did a Righteous Brothers tune that just had a priceless moment. And then, so he's back with Killing Me Orangely, and then we'll end with another brilliant collaboration from Luke, Jason, and Robert. And I mentioned that Robert's been on a tear, but man, Luke has just been killing it with some of these raps. So this is another Hamilton parody all about the James Carville roast.
From the day you departed Long Island, have you ever once been to a zoo? You must know that fawns do not come from a jar. They're living creatures just like me and you. Your dog by now has adjusted, and that doe will keep her young at bay. So just try to conceal all the panic you feel. Rock Creek Park is not that far away. Don't be a jerk all your life. Won't you turn your hose off? Though you fail biology, don't call 911. Just go back inside. You can stay in the big house. Don't be a jerk. A jerk all your life.
It's free to park, though there's only a couple spots in the cowboy worldly life. Might have heard Mr. Tony Barr. It's 25 hours, but she never redeems the card. He thinks it's
all cheddar.
When a gorgonzola serve you better.
Cheese and crackers with your friends at the monthly book club with the hands.
Are you drinking Zinfandel?
Seven young blondes
or some other
wine while reading a Comunavella. Maybe try the smoked
mozzarella. Ella, Ella. Eller, Eller, Eller.
Eh, eh, eh. Sweet as a sail on
feta. Ella, Ella,
Ella. Eh, eh. Seven, eh, nine, eh. And nine, and nine, run through the end of,
end of, end of.
I thought chimps turned into monkeys. Guard my sink, Alamo. Aaron Sorkin, will you comply with my lunch requirements?
Lunch requirements.
Lunch requirements.
Yeah, you better give up, 'cause I need companions vastly less facile than you. Yeah, you better give up. You better understand, restraining orders coming soon. No, I won't write some dialogue for you.
Do you want to have lunch?
No, I don't want to have lunch.
Yes.
No.
Oh. Do you want to have lunch?
No, I don't want to have lunch.
Yes.
No.
Oh. Do you want to have lunch?
No, I don't want to have lunch.
Yes.
Nope.
Oh. Aaron, please, break bread with me.
How did you even get in here? I don't even know you.
If you're filled with revulsion,
yep,
for a character you can take.
Oh, it's more than a character.
All my traits, you can make them really inane.
You better give up.
Please, please, please.
'Cause I've heard your show.
He's heard my show.
And the things that keep you occupied. Yeah, you better give up. There's no chance in hell
the West Wing will swell.
I'd ever spend that kind of time debating
the merits
of the
purple line. Do you want to have lunch?
No, I don't want to have lunch.
Yes.
No.
Oh. Do you want to have lunch?
No, I don't want to have lunch.
Yes.
No.
Oh. Do you want to have lunch?
I don't want to have lunch.
Yes.
No.
Oh.
Support Hauser, please. Stop asking me.
Do you want to have lunch?
No. Still no.
Do you want to have lunch?
I think I've been abundantly clear here. No.
Do you want to have lunch?
Security. Can somebody get security?
If you search for a played-out drop, it isn't hard to find. Come on, man. What are we doing out here, man? But now the show has something new. The driver's lost his mind. And now we're all Sebastian Vettel fans. Honestly, Sebastian wants to know, what the f*** are we doing here? Honestly, like Brian or Akpo, we'll run this into the ground too. You can blame Saliza for this. He brought that first clip to the show.
Socialite Alan Bubis, friend of Tony Kornheiser. One and only socialite eats at the Palm, and once a year he buys Tony some chicken parmigiana. He sold cheats, they play golf in the car. Check it out, they are drinking. And where there's hands that need chicken, he's here, he is there everywhere. Socialite.
Here comes the orange and bald man. He hates to fly anywhere. He goes to bed at 9:30. He goes to bed at 9:30. And he loves kind bars, but only if they are cranberry. Almond. Tony Kornheiser is his name.
Ladies and gentlemen, you could have been anywhere in the world tonight, but you're here with us in the Kennedy Center. Are you ready for the James Carville Roast? We have Lewis Black, Triumph, Jeff Ross, and Tony Kornheiser.
Butchie's Reese!
Okay, first up, Tony, you have the floor, sir.
So, how about this weather we're getting? Am I right? Am I right? Testing, 1, 2, 3, testing. And what's the deal with airline food? It stinks, am I right? I gotta salvage this, please, and is it hot in here? Cause man, I'm schwitzing. James Carver, right? Have you heard this guy speak? You can't understand him, don't you guys see? My jokes are falling flat, and what else can I do to get the audience laughing? Let's see, here's a watermelon, now I'm gonna smash it. Quick, play the clip of James in action.
Go measure my penis and let me get on the airplane.
See, that was funny on my airwaves. What else do I dare say? A Dwight Howard joke. These Ghost Riders didn't work. Now get me off the stage where this gets worse.
Thank you, Tony. And let's follow him with Jeff Ross. You're up.
Tony, if you don't mind a critique. You were doing great until you started to speak, and then it went downhill pretty freaking steep, and you were sniveling worse than the spelling bee, twitching freaks. The most colossal bomb I can recall since you last called Monday Night Football. Cause weren't you really there to just slurp Brett Favre? Honestly, get off this James Carville. But I've seen you on TV and I'm quite impressed with that show starring Wilbon where you're sometimes a guest. Congrats, I hear that gig really pays, yes? Then I guess your apex is second-rate Skip Bayless. And how come your pants look like a Dorito? Did you borrow them from Jim Carrey's Dumb and Dumber tuxedo? I thought you once worked for the style section of the Post. Did you only write about what not to wear at a roast? So what flight of fancy your fantasy did you have to think you could hang with all us real comedians, huh? Didn't Billy Crystal show you that you had to know your limits and stay in your lane, Grandpa? And your lane, as far as I have witnessed, is the obsolete and non-existent newspaper business. Oh, I almost forgot. James Carville, you stink.
Jeff Ross, everybody.
People find the time to do all this stuff. Who has the time to write and perform all these amazing jingles? Seriously. Honestly, what are we doing out here, etc.? Those songs are awesome. And I was off for a week, so it's an especially strong pool of tunes being gone for so long to pull from. As Tony moves to the podcast format, I'm curious how his show will evolve to accommodate the jingles. One of the main reasons this podcast exists is because he can only play one a day. And there's a backstory and a community and all this stuff around it. So I always thought, you know, it would be fun to have a separate podcast. But if he's able to play more than one, then, you know, maybe this, the format of this might change a little bit. We'll have to see how that plays out. So this summer I plan to keep going and, we'll see as people continue to jingle. I'm sure people will be writing songs about Tony's fear of the abyss or about how he's super poor now because he doesn't get paid for radio or other, you know, topics like that. I'm sure he'll find something new to complain about and we'll sing about it. But the last topic I wanted to close on here, Schwitz break. And this is a very special Schwitz break. This is a surprise song from my brother Jeff.
The Schwitz.
The Schwitz.
There are men everywhere.
The Schwitz.
Not wearing underwear.
The Schwitz.
I can't believe these guys. I must be dreaming. Wake up, Jer. All ass is bare.
The Schwitz.
The Schwitz.
The Schwitz.
Now, not that this is wrong.
The Schwitz.
I just saw something wrong.
The Schwitz.
This place is filled with burly men all laughing. Everybody seems so happy. Are you circumcised or flappy?
The Schwitz.
The Schwitz? There are men at every table and no women to be found. They're busy eating sausage. Absolutely, it's profound. There's steak with every serving. Oh, I can't believe my eyes. And in my gut, I feel the love that's coming from these guys.
But look, this fits. It's not for everyone. This fits. You can surely bring your son.
Inspired. They're gathering all around, just telling stories about sweating it out, feeling on fire. This fits. What's this? In here, men soaking up the steam. How queer. And who would ever think? And why? Not covering up their little tiny things, but ass naked to wedding rings, or wearing towels to feel like kings. There's a smile on everyone. This looks like fun. This looks like fun. There's only steak. They don't serve fish. This fits. Oh my, what now? The men, they are asleep. But look, getting massages on the cheap. No rules, no women here to scream or nag them or ensnare them. Just some old sweaty men secure inside their steam land. The Schwitz! The women are all missing and no ladies to be found. And in this place it's sweaty and so steamy all around. Instead of wives, I swear I can hear priests preaching in the air. The smell of steaks and guys is absolutely everywhere. Big schlongs, no frowns, they're everywhere and all around. I've never felt so good before. This empty place inside of me is filling up. I simply cannot get enough. Do I want it? Do I want it? Do I want it for my own? I've got to know what is this place that I have found. It's the Schwitz! Tony's in town.
So that is from Nightmare Before Christmas, which was an animated movie that Jeff loved growing up. And I guess the idea came to him driving in the car one day that he should do a song about the Schwitz to something from that show, because it just fits so perfectly. And those of you that don't like that segment, you probably have turned this off by now, but those of you that don't like the Schwitz joke, but if you happen to be coming to Even Liver, I would just like to maybe inform you or remind you that the main reason that I'm hosting this event this summer will become crystal clear when you're there, but it has a lot to do with that topic. Like that really was the fire that makes all this work worth it. That one dumb joke and finding ways to insert it in non sequitur places. So, you know, bear with me. Hopefully you found that funny. I mean, there was some, a little raunch from time to time in some of these songs, but for the most part, it still continues to be, I think, as clever and ridiculous as all the TK jingles. And speaking of TK jingles, there was a story Tony told a few weeks ago about a deer giving birth to some baby fawns in his backyard. And it has just exploded in terms of popularity and attention on social media and the jingles. And at the time, it's funny, I didn't think it was a very good story, except for the fact that Tony called 911 to figure out what he should do because he was so worried, like, that a small deer was going to attack his dog. And just the idea of an old man calling 911 saying, "Hey, a deer's giving birth in my backyard, what do I do?" That's hilarious. The rest of the details, that kind of, it is what it is. But that point was just so damn funny. So it inspired some great songs. I wanted to play a few of them here. The first is a collaboration by Greg and Joe Arrow. Then Jason Fuse was really inspired by this tale and did a couple of great jingles about this. And then KJ, I think, was one of the most unique and interesting, doing one from the deer's perspective of Grandpa Please to the tune of Papa Don't Preach. So enjoy four jingles about Tony's ridiculous and ongoing saga of the deer in his backyard.
Operator, oh, could you help me place this call? Seems a deer in my backyard is agitated. She just showed up today, and I must keep my dog at bay, 'cause it's just a short fence that separates them. Now did you say to squirt her with a hose? Yes ma'am, I do have that, but I haven't used it since 97. They're running the fence in a classic stare down, oh no. And then my hose fell off and they both laughed at me. And so I took some pics, which I can barely see. Why's all this so hard? I got a deer napping in my yard.
So I'll check in on my little herbivore. Is this my imagination or brand new calculation? Dear, 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 I'm counting out my back door. There's a coyote doing cartwheels. A fox is wearing high heels. Look at all the happy creatures dancing on the lawn. My dog is looking woebegone. Tells me that I'm on my own. Dear, 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 standing out my back door. Sacagawea Way McManus is now the new Jack Hanna. But the worst part is I'll hear I had that Tony. Ba-ba-ba. Is this an apparition, or have deer discovered vision? Dear, 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 taking over next door. Dear, 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 how long till I count four?
Bambi, it's time to tell you a story now about the day I gave birth to you. I wandered away from home, searching for a safe haven. The guy next door woke me at first light, began to scream at me, what a fright. But then he grabbed a hose and started bathing. The perfect mark, no more slumming in Rock Creek Park. Yep, this is where I'm gonna live with my baby. I said, Grandpa, please, you best not mess with me. Get on your knees and watch your dog dig deep. Cause I'm the captain now.
That is it for this week's episode of the TK Jingles podcast. I'm going to go back and start mixing tracks for TK Jingles Live 2016, even liver. I have 17 of 24 put together right now. We're making a lot of progress. We're going to also have some live music there, several other interludes, gags, and various other stupidities. So it's going to be awesome. I really hope you can be there. And now that Tony's leaving the radio, I expect it's going to be a little bit bigger than we'd anticipated. So get there. 6:30, 7 o'clock, and then join us. It's going to be a lot of fun. Till next week, hopefully, this is the TK Jingles podcast.
Oh, Carol. I should probably not do this. All right, that's enough. Cut, cut, cut.
So So anyway, speaking of Carol Kornheiser, I was surprised to see a comment by somebody identifying themselves as that name on the Hamilton jingle. So I don't know what's going on there, but that was a pretty cool moment. So, all right. Thanks, Carol. And thank you all for listening. Goodbye for real this time.
Little known fact, it was the success of Jerry's TK Jingles podcast that prompted this whole thing for Tony.